which is unusual, as well as employment growth, very promising.
And federal trustees are taking issue with GE's most recent Hudson River Project report.
We anticipate that GE will be liable for restoration of those injured natural resources.
There's more at WAMC.org.
This is a WAMC News Update. I'm Brian Shields. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer will hold a series of private meetings with opponents and supporters of legislation adding protections for people who assert their religious beliefs in refusing service to gays. A spokesman says the governor will spend today gathering information about the measure as she considers signing it or vetoing the legislation. She has until Saturday to act. A state senator from Queens is joining the group of breakaway Democrats that share control of the New York State Senate, dealing another setback to the traditional Democrats who are now in the minority of that House. An aide says that Senator Tony Avella will become the fifth member of the Independent Democratic Conference. The IDC rules the Senate in a coalition with Republicans. Democrats who control the Assembly say Governor Cuomo is underestimating the revenue that will be available for the new state budget in New York. The annual revenue and economic forecast from the Democratic majority says revenues will be more than $140 million higher than projected in the governor's executive budget plan. An independent investigation has found University of Connecticut officials knew of the sexual abuse allegations against a music professor one decade before taking action. Scott Coffina, a former White House counsel and assistant U.S. attorney, presented his findings today to the UConn Board of Trustees. The investigation finds that Professor Robert Miller of Mansfield engaged in misconduct, including parties involving alcohol with students at a house he had in Vermont. Miller has not been charged with any crime. Activists are pressing Massachusetts lawmakers to support a bill that would divest the state pension fund from fossil fuels. The bill is sponsored by Democratic State Senator Benjamin Downing of Pittsfield. Advocates are planning to rally at the State House today to call for passage of the legislation. Support for WAMC comes from the Turning Stone Resort, offering accommodations, dining, and a variety of recreation and live entertainment. Located on the Thruway at Exit 33, turningstone.com. The College of St. Rose offering 70 part-time and full-time graduate programs, including 15 certificates of advanced study with evening classes, strose.edu/grad. Today is Higher Education Lobby Day at the State Capitol in Albany. The event's being organized by the New York Public Interest Research Group and UUP, United University Professions. That's the union that represents faculty and staff at SUNY campuses. For more on today's activities, we have two guests in the studio, Dr. Eileen Landy, a professor at SUNY Westbury, Old Westbury, and she's also the secretary with UUP. Also here, Rita Yelda, who graduated from SUNY Buffalo 2 years ago with a Bachelor's of Science degree, but she's now back at school and has been unable to receive financial aid. She's still paying off loans from her undergraduate days and facing more debt. Eileen and Rita, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Eileen, let's begin with you. The specifics in your platform are more full-time faculty, making graduate school tax deductible, full restoration for funding for SUNY hospitals, also including more funding for the entire SUNY program. Yesterday, Governor Cuomo said he's tired of New Yorkers moving to Florida and he's going to cut taxes to keep them here. Can your program be paid for without a tax increase? And how do you get all this by the governor who wants to cut taxes?
Well, we are actually asking for the creation of an endowment that would fund full-time faculty and staff, not just at SUNY, but at CUNY, And it parallels endowments in the private sector for private colleges.
Where would that money come from?
Well, there are a lot of potential sources. I'm not a revenue stream person, but people have mentioned casino licenses. They have mentioned other kinds of arenas that are not tied to raising New York State taxes.
How large would that endowment fund have to be successful?
Well, it's a longer-term plan, and we'd love to get up to about $1 billion. We don't think that's going to happen in the immediate future, but every year we would hope to build it.
Rita, you went to SUNY, you graduated, yes. Now you're back in SUNY. Tell us a bit about your story. You can't find any financial aid.
Sure. So I graduated from Buffalo State with a Bachelor's of Science in 2011. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to find a career in my field, so I returned last semester for a different degree in a more versatile field. I applied for federal and state financial aid, but I received no financial assistance whatsoever. And then I also have loan and debt money from my first degree. And for this bachelor's degree, I just have to take out more loans to cover the tuition and books. And in my time in school, I've seen a gradual increase in the cost of a SUNY education. I mean, from 2008 to 2016, the cost of a SUNY education would have increased by 42%. And I'm living that. I know exactly what that's like. And there are a lot of students that have stories just like mine.
How much debt are you carrying right now?
By the time I graduate, it'll be over $30,000.
Mm-hmm. And you couldn't find anything with your original SUNY degree?
Correct. Yeah, I was unable to find anything in my field that paid even close to a living wage. And all of my loans had to be paid off before I could take out, or up to date before I can take out more loans. So it sort of put me in a tough spot, but I was able to get back into school.
Dr. Eileen Landy, a professor at SUNY, you want to reform TAP, the Tuition Assistance Program. It's been around for 40 years, but you say it's behind the times. How so?
Well, tuition's going up and TAP is not keeping up. And we really believe that we need to make higher education affordable and accessible for all New Yorkers. TAP is part of that process.
How is it not keeping up? The funding just isn't there, or is it not being allocated correctly?
Tuition has increased during this rational tuition plan, but the TAP funding is lower than the tuition.
And Eileen, you'll be meeting with lawmakers today as well as Rita, I believe. So what will you be telling them? What will you be telling the state officials when you get down to the Capitol, Rita?
We're asking them to increase funding for public higher ed to make New York higher education affordable and accessible for all New Yorkers.
And Rita?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm here today in the Capitol to tell my legislators that we need an increase in TAP. We've seen these tuition hikes, and it's very much hurting us students. And I also, because I have plans to go to graduate school, I believe that TAP should be expanded to graduate students as well. It's been recently cut for graduate students.
Is this just a state issue, Eileen? Is the Obama administration, are they doing enough at the White House and in Congress and in Washington to help college students? Is this really Albany's problem?
Well, I think it's a multi-level nationwide problem. We have divested in all of our investments in public higher education across the country. Some states are shifting to put more money back in. But we used to send students to school, and the state paid 75% of the cost of that education, the students and their family 25%. It has reversed. Students and families are carrying 75% of that burden. The state has divested to 25%.
Are you teaching more? Do you have more students in your class because of this?
My colleagues all do have not only more students in classes, but they are often, because of the problem with hiring sufficient faculty and staff, students are not able to get the courses they need in time to graduate. This is a problem across our state and city.
We're talking with Dr. Eileen Landy, a professor at Old Westbury, the SUNY School at Old Westbury, also secretary at UUP University Professions, and Rita Yelda, a SUNY student who graduated from SUNY Buffalo and is now back in school. President Obama, a few years ago, laid down the law. He said he wanted colleges to do more to control their costs so tuition won't go up. Is SUNY doing that, do you think?
SUNY implemented a rational tuition plan. which was at least fairer to students so they could see what was coming down the pike. But the promise was the funds from that would go to hire more faculty and staff so students would have access to those things they needed to graduate. We were just told this year that may not be the case.
And Rita, what are your plans? What do you want to do once you get your degree?
Well, my current program is in sociology. I would love to go to grad school. Unfortunately, a lot of that hinges on whether or not I will be able to deal with that debt. Some of my loans are accruing fees as I'm in school. So a lot of it has to do with what I'm going to be able to pay off and what kind of career I can get after I graduate. And I think part of the message here today, too, for me, is including TAP reform in this executive budget so that Cuomo's executive budget for SUNY, it includes SUNY 2020 tuition hikes. And so SUNY and CUNY schools are authorized to raise tuition by $150 each semester. And even small things like that truly hurt students like myself. It's up to $300 per year. And that's a lot of money for a student like me to pay back.
Today is Higher Education Lobby Day at the New York State Capitol, organized by NYPIRG, the New York Public Interest Research Group, and UUP, United University Professions. That's the faculty that represents, that's the union that represents faculty and staff at the state university. We've been talking today to Dr. Eileen Landy, a professor at SUNY and secretary at UUP, and Rita Yelda, a SUNY student. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.